Examine yourselves, November 26. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Many may immediately respond, Why, yes, I am in the faith, I believe every point of the truth. But do you practice what you believe? Are you at peace with God and with your brethren? Can you pray with sincerity, Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors? Is there no bitterness in your hearts, no envying, no jealousy, no evil surmising? Is there no emulation, no desire for special favor and honors, no wish to have the supremacy? We do well to examine ourselves to see what manner of spirit we are cherishing. Let us learn to speak gently, quietly, even under circumstances the most trying. Let us control not only our words, but our thoughts and imaginations. Let us be kind, be courteous. Many are sensible of their great deficiency, and they read, and pray, and resolve, and yet make no progress. They seem to be powerless to resist temptation. The reason is, they do not go deep enough. They do not seek for a thorough conversion of the soul, that the streams which issue from it may be pure, and the deportment may testify that Christ reigns within. All defects of character originate in the heart. Pride, vanity, evil temper, and covetousness proceed from the carnal heart unrenewed by the grace of Christ. If the heart is refined, softened, and ennobled, the words and actions will testify to the fact. When the soul has been entirely surrendered to God, there will be a firm reliance upon His promises, and earnest prayer and determined effort to control the words and actions. We profess a great and holy faith, and our characters must be in accordance with that faith, and with God's great moral standard. Let us examine our hearts in the light of the great principles of the law of God as defined by Christ: Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.